So Josephine had the wedding date set. She finished college, and I finished college. But knowing how strong women's wills are, I three would be safer not to tell her until 3 days before entering the novitiate. Stupidly, took her out for dinner, and then, as we began the meal, I said, "Joe, I should have told you months ago." This was Sunday night. Wednesday, I'm entering the Jesuit novitiate. She put down her fork and began to cry. So I ate my meal. She did not touch her food. She waited until the end of the meal. And for 20 years, she never once wrote or called me up. Here on part 4 of how are we to use the creatures that God puts into our lives? And the fourth class or category is sacrifice. That's what our consecrated life is all about. None of us create with a speaker. Can't enter a religious community and will bind ourselves to a life of consecrated chastity. The strongest natural desire in a woman is to have children. I know women. To sacrifice natural motherhood is not easy. None of us had to enter a consecrated life and bind ourselves to giving up the ownership of what, say, was or would be ours, to get permission. Whatever we use, none of us under the hardest of our vows, none of us had to bind ourselves to obey somebody whose name we would not even have known. A perfect stranger. And then take directions from that other person telling us to do what we may not want to do. Telling us to do things in a certain way we may know better than, say, for you, she does. To obey. And for you, your fourth love, to give the free and hold out of service to the poorest of the poor. But let's be plain, sisters, to the poorest of the poor, not just physically, but spiritually. In other words, to assume the obligation of doing everything you can. And I took, besides my three vows, four other vows. And our fourth vow is obedience to the Bishop of Rome. My 30th year in working for the Holy See, in 30 years, I've yet to be paid not $1, but 1 lira. The latest exchange is 900 lire to an American dollar by the Holy See, which is the opposite. And the Vatican wants money or needs money. They tell me, we need money. Get us some money. We have undertaken a life of sacrifice. And that's what religious life is. If it is not a life of sacrifice, we are cheating. We are pseudo-religious. Let's be clear what sacrifice means. Sacrifice does not mean giving up, letting go, what we are obliged to give up under sin. Otherwise, we would not and we should not have become religious. The heart of consecrated life is giving up, letting go of what, unless we have so bound ourselves, would never have been binding under penalty of sin. Well, we have 9 minutes left according to the clock. We said that we are to use the creatures in our lives, first he said, discriminately, classify. Find out during the retreat, what does God want you to enjoy? What does God want you to endure? What does God want you to get rid of, throw away? And what does God want you to give up? Give up. Even though it would be no sin if you did not give it up. But we have one more question to ask. How are we to do this? And the second adverb is, big word, dispassionately. What does that mean, dispassionately? It means that we have a fallen human nature. We naturally like what is pleasant. We naturally fear what is painful. But if we're going to choose what God wants us to enjoy, we're going to remove what God wants us to get rid of. If we're going to endure what is painful, if we're going to let go out of love for God, what would not be a sin if we did not let go? Sisters, there is no way, comma, no way we can do this without the grace of God. Over the years in teaching theology, I have come up with my favorite definition of grace. Grace is that which enables us to do what is humanly impossible.